That's right, y'all. You are tuned in to CKUT 90.3. Once again, this is Logic Johnson. It is exactly 2 in the morning, and you are tuned in to CKUT 90.3. I said that again. What is it? Listen, do you smell something? Yeah, that's the show. There's the Durf man right there. And, yes, we were just discussing, or I was just pondering aloud to the Durf man that the world of stupid ideas, the range and selection of stupidity in the world, or stupidities, to pluralize the term, really is kind of like it's like a supermarket. You know, some people shop in the proteins, you know, in the meat and the fish aisle for their dumbness. You know, some people are on the hyper liberal, you know, shopping in the veggies and the fruits and the produce section of stupid. You know, it really is a wonderful panoply of varieties and flavors and mixes of dingbat silliness, let me tell you. So you got to watch out for it, folks. That's why I'm constantly saying you keep your ears and your eyes, but especially your nose wide open. You need to smell the rat or the fishiness or the bull poop readily and at a moment's notice. Here's the Durf man going to tell you some songs now.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you some songs now. We heard Johnny Holiday with Tormented, followed by Joe Wallace with Sound Success, and then Apollos with What It Is, and then Jimmy Brinson with I Don't Want to Hear It Now. And then we had, what, Marvin or Bobby? We might have had Bobby Barnes with Times Are Bad, followed by Marvin Holmes and the Uptights with The Funky Mule, Part 1. That's right. Well, we've got more funky stuff coming up here. It's about, what, it's about 2:03 in the morning, so we're here for another couple hours. And,
what's your favorite aisle in the supermarket of stupidities?
Pizza.
Yeah, those stupid pizzas are really going to ruin everything for everybody, y'all.
Thank you. and try and try. Everything I know to do was about to give you up, and now you're coming through. I'm so glad to be a winner. I'm so glad to be a winner. In my eyes, you're the number one prize. You got sweetness, you got quality. Everything you got was tailor-made for me. In my eyes, you're the number one prize. In my eyes, you're the number one prize. Ooh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm so inside. I'm so surprised, you see.
Say a sad. Don't stand in the corner with your thumb in your mouth. No, everybody free and easy, 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 free and easy. Come on, say I said, prepare. Oh no, Lord. Everybody say free and easy, 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 free and easy. Come cook a side. Oh no, continue style, cook a chair. And kiss side, cook a chair. Free and easy, cook a side. Free and easy, cook a side. Free and easy, cook a chair.
What is it to you? Tear me down. And when I looked at you, girl, you looked at the ground. Yes, you did. Now I don't know who he is, but I think that you do. Dadgummit, who is he? And what is he to you?
right, everybody. You are tuned in to CKUT 90.3. Who am I and what am I to you? Well, I'm your host, Logic Johnson, coming to you with another episode of Listen. Did you smell something? It's 224, excusez-moi, in the morning. It's Friday to you. It's pre-recorded to me. And have yourselves a nice weekend well in advance. Also, I'd like to really just lament for a moment that we couldn't go 2 days into the free agency period without hearing about the damn Lakers all over the place. And now I have to dislike Russell Westbrook, and that really is a conflicting, heart-rending type of situation. Speaking of heart-rending, here's the Derf Man with a just soul-shattering rendition of the names of the songs.
Soul-shattering. Soul-shattering experience it is. Just like, what was it? The Terminator?
Right.
And what was that show again? Mr. Show? Anyways, we had, what did we have? East Wind with Nabbit Juice Part Lee. Part two, folks. Then we had Bare Facts, and that's B-A-R-E, not like a, you know, animal bear. I'm going to speed it up. With number one prize converted. Number one prize. Then we had The Thrillers with Do the Train, followed by Apples and Three Oranges with Free and Easy. Mm-hmm. And then Creative Source with Who Is He and What Is He to You? And that's it. So stick around. We got more good stuff coming up. Don't we, Logic? Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we really, really, really do.
Yeah. Stick around.
Why is this Johnny...
is the no brow look. She reads books on how to thrill. She's a bad thing with a loving game. It's a new dude every day. Until she starts using what she's got upstairs, it's gonna always be that way. You better stop styling, smiling, and profiling. You better stop styling. Stop.
tenors in the back. You may not have a car at all, but remember, brothers and sisters, you can still stand tall. Just be thankful for what you got. Though you may not drive a great big Cadillac, diamond in the back, sunroof top, digging the scene with a gangster lean, gangster white walls, TV antennas in the back. Sisters, you can still stand tall. Just be thankful for what you got. Diamond in the back, sunroof top, digging the scene with a gangster lean.
different connections. They dig my directions when people say that's okay. They don't bother me. I'm ready to make it. Don't care what the weather. Don't care about no trouble. Got myself together. I feel no kind of protection that's all around.
No. Hi.
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 Oh, them.
Hello, listeners. I'm the Derf Man. He's the Logic. What time is it? It's 2:53. So you're about 2/3 into the show. Good job. Anyways, this is CKUT 90.3 FM, of course. Visit us on the web, cKUT.ca. Check out the archives and all that good stuff. So, who do we have? We had Barcase with Smiling, Styling, and Profiling, followed by Breakout, The Barcase, by the way. The Barcase. Then we had Johnny Hammond with Breakout. Then we had William Devon with Be Thankful for What You Got. Then we had Trouble Man by Marvin Gaye. And then we had Curtis Mayfield.
Did you say Man Trouble?
No. I did, but you deleted it. We had Curtis Mayfield after that with Move On Up. And stick around because we got some James Brown right now coming up.
This is Logic Johnson, the controller of fates.
You know, this is James Brown. I'm such a lover of people because people did so much for me. I'm a lover of all humanity, all mankind. And I feel that he has been successful, should look out for his fellow man, his brother. I feel that's my role, that's my job. I know when I was a kid, they said I was gonna be a preacher. Hey, maybe I am, but to me, I feel like I'm a teacher somewhat, because I've been able to experience things that most poor, a lot of people have never been able to, even the rich. So I'll start by preaching right here. Because I want to preach to you one more time about heroin. I talked once before, now I want to preach. I want to start by saying, I heard heroin talking one more time. It said, from where I came, nobody knows. I come from a land where the poppy seed grows. A whole nation gathered to plot my destruction. Because I'm a breed of crime and wholesale corruption. He said, I'm pure and then I'm dilutable. And once I'm in your blood, I'll make it but suitable. And I heard a old lady say, sing it on, son. She said, sing it on, son. She said, I lost my son. They're gone on away, son. Sing it on so you might save a life. I said, madam, so look at here. I say, on a record and make all men that dare to use it will wallow in sin, driven then to commit a world of crime, captive their will and destroy their mind, to chase the wise and destroy the meek. Misused the fools and made the strong men weak. I know. Wait a minute. Look at here. They took gold from the rich and made them poor. Take a young foolish maiden and made her a whore. Look at that. And then I heard. By that time, I heard a man over in the corner. He was sitting down with his head hanging low. I noticed him when I first walked in. And he was addicted to drugs. So he said, I feel it. So brother, I want to get up and testify. So everybody started screaming and hollering and crying. I saw little tears coming from my eye. Because I know I felt it. And this brother got up and said, let me have it. So I want to tell you everything. Talk to a man that knows. He said, some will sell me and some will buy for a state of friction and they cost high. But regardless of the position, reason of use, you control my addiction, I give nothing but abuse. He said, let me tell you about heroin. With a full cause of torment, for its pleasure than pain, It'll take all your money and poison your brain. Lord, I start to sing. The place starts to kind of rocking a little bit. I heard somebody pat their foot and say, sing on, brother. I started strumming a little bit in the background. And then I heard that brother say, wait a minute. He said, beware the sharp needle, brother. It'll make you sick, annoying, anguish, and won't let you kick. It'll make you hustle, steal, borrow, and beg. I'm still talking about that bad thing, King Aaron. When you want to look for a vein in your arm or your leg. Felt so bad, I didn't know what to do. He said, more precious than diamonds, more treasure than gold, more potent than whiskey, more deadly than wine. It'll just give you discomfort and no peace of mind. And when you come out the nod, he said, you'll always be aware you shot every drop of your heart, and it's full of fear. Now you must rush out, hit another sting, praise me as O'Hara the king. But he said, be quick, my friend, and get off your knees. Ah, yeah, get off your knees. You're uptight and accept no plea.